Squats are bad for your knees. If you mean that the sweat from your head runs down to your tailbone, then yes, squats are really bad for your knees. Hello and welcome. I'm Rahul, a performance coach, founder of Skill School of Performance. And before we dig deeper into the topic, I request you to please subscribe and follow me to be updated on all amazing future content. So the squat, you know, I give so much respect. Why? Because this is king of all exercises and it's worth doing. It is very natural and functional movement that allows you to work out your legs in the way they were intended to move. It's also the best overall leg exercise that you can do, right? Now, let me put it like this. You will never have great legs unless you do squats. Now, as with deadlifts, however, the key to keeping squats safe is to have the perfect form. The most common mistake I see people making is loading the bar up and then performing half or quarter reps. That is bad for your knees, right? Another dangerous habit is leaning too far forward at the bottom of the squat. Now, putting undue strain on your neck and lower back is useless. When squat is performed correctly, the squat is a safe, incredibly powerful exercise that you will come to love because of how beneficial it is to your entire body, right? And let me say it, I love squatting, right? Now, let me give you a short tutorial on how to squat. Always squat in a power rack or a squat rack, right? Now, that also with the safety bars and pins, which are set 6 inches or so below the height of the bar at the bottom of the rep, right? Now, do this even if you have a spotter with you. This is only applicable if you lift heavy. If you're lifting featherweight, then you don't need to set up all these things. Position the bar on the rack so it cuts across the upper half of your chest. This might feel a bit low, but it's better to have it on the lower side than trying to lift heavy weight off the rack on your toes. Now, second step is face the bar so you can walk it out backwards. Don't ever try to walk the bar out forward, as trying to re-rack it by walking backward is very dangerous. Same is lifting the bar from the rack and walking forward. Now, next, get under the bar and place your heels at about shoulder width apart, with the toes pointed out about 30 degrees angles. Your right foot at about 1 o'clock and your left foot about 11 o'clock, if that helps with the visual, right? So this is an example. Now, when you are ready to unrack the bar, bring your shoulder blades together, tighten your entire upper back, raise your chest up and straighten your lower back. Put the bar below the bone at the top of your shoulder blades, and that has to be placed solid across your upper back muscles and rear deltoids. Use a narrow grip because this helps you maintain upper back tightness. The wide grip of hands that many people use actually slackens the back muscles and back provides crucial support for the weight. But if the grip is wide, it transfers the load to your spine, and we don't want that. Right? Now, this position will probably feel a bit awkward at first, and you might need to stretch your shoulders to get your hands in the proper position. Whatever you do, do not put the bar on your neck. If you really can't get the bar this low, yet due to shoulder inflexibility, that's okay. Place it as close to this position as possible, and as you continue to train, work on getting to the ideal position as long as you don't feel it resting on your neck or feel your hands supporting the weight. You will be fine. Now is the time for some actual movement. Now, once you have unracked the weight, take 1 or 2 steps back and assume the proper squatting position as I have already described above. That is heels shoulder width apart, toes pointed out. So remember this basic position, right? One thing now to keep in mind is that don't look up at the ceiling as some people advise, because this alone can ruin the form. It makes it almost impossible to reach the proper bottom position because it throws off proper hip movement and chest positioning. And it can also cause a neck injury, which you don't want. Rather, what you do is pick a spot on the floor about 6 feet away and stare at that for the entire set, or look straight in the mirror into your eyes while performing the set. You are now ready to start the downward motion, which is accomplished by sitting the butt straight down while keeping the chest up and back straight and tight. When you are at the point moving down where the knees are in place and the movement becomes a straight drop of the hip, followed by a straight lift of them. The bottom of the squat is point where your hips are back and slightly lower than your kneecaps, which causes your femur to be a little lower than parallel with the ground. Your knees are just a little forward of the toes and pointing in the same direction as your feet. They are outwards about 30 degrees of angle. And back is as straight as possible and at an angle that places the bar over the middle of the foot. I know that's a bit hard to visualize, but let me give you a throwback whatever I explained above. So the bar is low on the back and the back is completely flat and inclined at about 45 degrees angle. The hips are a little lower than the knees. The femurs are slightly past parallel. The feet are flat on the floor and the knees are a little forward of the toes. This is proper bottom of the squat. I recommend that you practice this with no bar to really get a feel of it. Once you have reached the bottom, you drive your butt straight up, not forward, and bring your shoulders up at the same pace. To do this, you must maintain a back angle that keeps the weight over the middle of your foot. If your hips rise faster than your shoulders, you will start tipping forward, which puts heavy strain on neck and back. Now, don't think about anything but driving your hips straight up and you will do it correctly. Keep your chest up and your back straight. Don't let it hunch. Now, with this all explanation, you know how to squat with the correct form. And I have covered the myth prevailing in the society with regards to squat. I'm sure if you follow these simple tips, you will be moving closer to your goals. You just need to work harder and sensible. And my goal is to help you live better life tomorrow than today. Please do subscribe and start following me if you have not done so. Thanks for being with me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.